Otani's former interpreter sentenced to nearly 5 years for stealing $17 million. Ippei Mizuhara, the former interpreter for baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani, has been sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison, including 3 years supervised release, for defrauding the Los Angeles Dodgers player of almost $17 million. The sentencing, which took place on Thursday in a federal court in Santa Ana, California, marks the finale for a case that has caught the attention of international media and sent shockwaves throughout the baseball community. The magnitude of the theft, $17 million, in my view, is shockingly high, U.S. District Judge John W. Holcomb, who is presiding over the case, said after issuing the sentence. He added that it's more than what most people make in their lifetime or many, many lifetimes. Mizuhara, who had previously pleaded guilty to charges of bank and tax fraud, was ordered to pay $18 million in restitution. The bulk of the sum, nearly $17 million, is to be returned to Ohtani, with the remainder going to the Internal Revenue Service. According to court filings, Mizuhara had been an integral part of Ohtani's career since 2013, moving with him to the United States in 2018. Born in Japan, Mizuhara moved to California when he was 6 and later returned to his home country to interpret for a Japanese baseball team, and then for Ohtani. He stood by the baseball's player's side during numerous career highlights, including serving as catcher for the athlete during the 2021 All-Star Game Home Run Derby. Prosecutors accused Mizuhara of deliberate deceit, stating in court papers that his actions represent a calculated betrayal of the very person he was hired to help. They detailed how Mizuhara had accessed Ohtani's bank account beginning in 2021, altering security protocols to facilitate wire transfers under the guise of the baseball star. The fraud came to light as part of a broader investigation into illegal sports betting in California and related money laundering activities in Las Vegas casinos. In a letter to the court, Mizuhara said he felt regret for his actions and sought leniency, writing, "I am asking for a little mercy from the court concerning my sentence you will hand down." He attributed his actions to financial strain and a gambling addiction. "I truly admire Shohei as a baseball player and a human being, and I was committed to devote my life so Shohei can be the best version of himself on the field. I want to say I am truly sorry for violating his trust in me," he wrote. The stolen funds were primarily used to cover Mizuhara's escalating gambling debts with an illegal bookmaker. By 2024, Mizuhara had wagered tens of millions of dollars on various sports, including international soccer, the NBA, the NFL, and college football. Notably, prosecutors said that Mizuhara never bet on baseball, and Ohtani was unaware of the scheme. Michael G. Friedman, Mizuhara's attorney, described his client as a gambling addict who made a terrible mistake in court filings. Friedman sought a more lenient sentence of 18 months, noting that Mizuhara expects to be deported to Japan after serving his time. Judge Holcomb has ordered Mizuhara to surrender to authorities by March 24th to begin serving his sentence of 4 years and 9 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. The judge said he was uncertain about Mizuhara's ability to repay the substantial sum. "I hope that Mr. Mizuhara will be able to repay that sum. That remains to be seen," he said. The baseball star recently signed a record-breaking $700 million, 10-year deal with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Associated Press contributed to this report. From NTD News.